This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
My guy Steve Selman sent me a sword.
Like a giant samurai sword?
Like a legitimate sword. It's a gorgeous sword. This thing is intense, though. Like, it's heavy. I'll show it to you when you come over.
I don't want to play around with the sword. We have a few drinks. You take out your sword.
Come over.
No.
Play with my sword.
No. I will not do it.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Like that kind of party?
On 98.7 ESPN.
That is not the party I am looking for. Go over to your house, couple drinks, kids, we're hanging out, maybe some basement sports, and all of a sudden, hey guys, you want to see my sword? No. You do that, and we're going to up and leave. I'm telling you that right now.
Couple drinks, you never know what's going to happen, though. I mean, that could happen.
Did you watch Ray Donovan?
I started it. No, I haven't really been able to.
There's a
get
sword
into
moment that terrifies me. So, no. No sword.
Yeah, but you understand me. I mean, with all the things like the mental gymnastics, freezer, stove, all that. I mean, if, you know, God forbid,
alarm
goes
stove,
off.
Refrigerator, freezer.
Well, you have to check on the sword now. Make sure it's in the right space.
Well, the sword is ready to go.
So if you, here's what I suggest for you, though. You sleep with it like in your bedroom, near you, maybe in the closet. And then if you hear a noise, a loud roar or something in the middle of the night, you get the sword and you go downstairs.
Well, what makes you think that that's already happening?
So this is the plan now.
Well, no, it's been the plan. The sword is in the closet that's in the bedroom.
Great. Terrific. So somebody breaks in. Great.
It's locked up. Yeah.
So guy's a gun, and you're going to break out a sword. It'd be like the Indiana Jones scene.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's more accessible. It's just right there. But this is a serious sword, though. I mean, this is, you see me coming.
Imagine that. A burglar breaks into your home. He quietly tiptoes into the bedroom, and you're there with the sword over your head, ready to just decapitate him. Guy would turn around and go running out like he's seen a ghost.
I come down like face, like half blue, like Braveheart.
Yeah, you're like, come on, let's go, pal. You want some of this? You picked the wrong house with the wrong moat. We're the Del Perros.
I dare you. Make a move. I dare you.
That's right. I have a sword. All right. I want to get to the Giants. We will in a moment. I got to read you this tweet from Buster Olney. It is unbelievable. Mookie Betts, last six elimination games since joining the Dodgers, right?
Yep.
How many at-bats would you guess he's had? Six
last
elimination
six
games.
Six elimination games?
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's had 26 at-bats.
Okay. 24 at-bats. So you're right there. How many hits of the 24 at-bats do you think he has?
He has...
This is elimination games. This is the biggest moment of the season. He's 13 for 24.
Oh, I was right there.
You're right there, beautifully. How about this from Elias? His 13 hits are the most in Major League Baseball postseason history in any span of six elimination games.
He's a stud, man.
Oh, my God, is he a star player.
Then he steals second and ends up scoring.
Yep.
I mean, the guy is...
Nothing he can't do.
He's one of the best players in baseball.
A bazooka out there in right field. I'd say a sword, but it wouldn't make sense.
No, you can't go with... I mean, you come with a bazooka, I'm sitting there with the sword. You're not... I mean, there's no chance for you. You'll know when you see the sword. You'll say to yourself, wow. God forbid I try to burgle this house.
Is it plated? Is there an inscription?
It's got a gem on it.
Really?
It's gorgeous.
Is there an inscription, like, you know,
to from Steve?
From Steve?
No. No, I don't think it was time. I think he saw, he saw me look at the swords. He's like, you know what, this guy wants this sword. I'm going to send it to him.
He just packaged it up and sent it on over.
Right in the box, yeah.
DPHR Rothenberg, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear hotline. Sounds, my friend, like Daniel Jones is going to play in this game on Sunday.
Yeah, it does. Which I don't know if I agree with. I don't think I agree with.
Yeah, it sounded yesterday like you're not a fan of it. So nothing could happen that you would say, play him.
Right now, probably not, no.
Right? Like, you're of the mindset he needs another week, and even if he's cleared, even if he says he's fine, even if the third-party independent neurologist says he's okay, you don't want to watch him play this weekend.
I'm happy he's fine. Like, what's to be gained by him playing? I feel like there's more to be lost than gained.
I agree with you that there's more to be lost than to be gained. But if he, in fact, is cleared and is telling the truth and you trust the guy and you don't feel like you need to save him from him, I stand by the fact that I would play him this weekend.
Dave, there are times during the game when he's fully healthy that you feel like I have to save him from him. That play, trying to run over Grady Jarrett, like those are plays like, like I want him to run, but I also like I want him to protect himself. But he's the kind of guy that's going to, I mean, do what he has to do for his teammates. And I'm just saying, in my experience with concussions and from the doctors that I've had to speak to about your head injuries, like the hit he may take on Sunday could now, because he hasn't had enough time,
sure,
lead to worse damage.
You're right.
Now he has to miss extended period of time, as opposed to he takes that same hit, you know, a week from Sunday, and it's no big deal.
You're not wrong, but my rationale stands the same. If he clears protocol and he feels well, I'm playing him.
Yeah, but that's trusting that he's telling you the truth. If you want to get through protocol, you can get through protocol. They want you to get through protocol. Like, they want Daniel Jones to play. You don't think Dave Gettleman wants Daniel Jones to play so he can... They need to win football games.
I absolutely do. Of course. Gettleman, probably more than Judge, probably needs him to play in this game.
So, I mean, this is your job, right? I mean, it's his, as a training staff, as a coaching staff, I mean, you're supposed to have your player's best interest in mind. Now, if he's telling you, hey, I'm fine, he passes all the tests and everything else, it puts you in a tough spot because you want the best players on the field. And he's telling you he can play. I just... For me... The goal of the season is to see as much of Daniel Jones as
right.
possible.
Because
so you
you're
can
not,
make a
you're
decision.
Not, realistically, you're not going to the playoffs. You're 1-4.
No, you're probably not going to win
you're
this game.
You're not that good. You're not going. So, I understand your point. I do. But
the last thing you want to do is lose him for an extended period of time.
Which could happen if he takes a big hit. And you're playing a defense that he could take a big hit.
Like, but they made the same mistake. Let's not forget they made the same exact mistake last year. That ridiculous decision to bring him back.
Against
the hamstring's fine.
Or Arizona.
Yeah, you just won a game in Seattle with Colt McCoy that no one thought you would win, and you let him talk you into coming back, and you could
and
barely
was,
move.
He was a shell of what he normally
could barely
like.
Move.
Yeah, no, listen, you're right.
It's a game you're not going to win. You're playing a really good defense. They're extra rest. You got no Saquon. You got no Kenny Golladay. So I don't like your chances anyway. And God forbid. Because this is the kind of kid that's going to do whatever, like, and that's what I love about him. But he puts himself in some tough spots. That he takes a hit that you're like, oh, that's not a bad hit. But because his brain hasn't had enough time to actually heal itself.
Maybe it is.
It isn't.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's a hit that he can't endure. You're right.
No, but the point is, though, here's the point, though, is normally it would be a hit that he could endure. But because he already has the injury to his brain that's not fully healed yet, something that looks like it's no big deal
but
now turns into a big deal.
Here's the thing. We don't know. Like with other injuries, we kind of have a better idea.
You say, exactly.
And I agree with you with a lot of the premise that you say, but you say here, an injury that's not healed yet. We don't know that.
Well, it's not.
We don't know that.
No, I know it. It's not healed. He was out on his feet. It's not healed. Like, it's a break. How? You have bruises that heal in 3 days?
Some of them are healed up in 3 days.
No,
sure,
they're not. You mean the guy could barely stand up to the point where you got? I mean, Dallas Cowboys.
He was
defenders
reading on the flight home,
trying to catch him. Yeah, that I understand what you're saying. I've had 10 different concussions. The first one I had, I thought I was a tough guy. I felt fine, passed all the protocol, came back, barely got touched behind the net, and I ended up missing months because I had post-concussion.
Here's my question for you. Did you actually believe with the first one that you were fine, or did you play Mr. Tough Guy and tell the team that you were fine? Or did you really actually think, you know what, I'm
no,
okay?
No, I went through all the tests. I passed all the tests. His light didn't bother me. Sound didn't bother me. I wasn't sick. They put me through physical activity. I was fine. I didn't throw up, didn't feel nauseous, none of it.
So you felt fine. You felt,
felt fine.
And then you took one small hit, and it reverted back, and now you missed a
considerable. Barely got, like, my head, like, I glanced behind the net, handling the puck. Glanced my head, and then from that point on, I couldn't deal with sound. I was crazy irritable, nauseous. I felt like I was in a fog 24 hours a day.
Yeah, no, it's a dilemma for the Giants. They got to make a tough decision here.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, here we go. 1-800-919-3776. Line up the phones. Line up on the Twitter at Rothenberg ESPN. I'm not even going to ask if you're ready. I know you're ready. Let's go. No, hey, how are you? Love the show. Ricky, you're so funny. Your whole sword thing's a great bit. No, none of it. Get right to your question. Otherwise, if Santiago's paying attention, there he is. Shooter in Stanford. Shooter, you're on the frenzy.
Texas, Giants, Washington. Who's signing Cam Newton?
Not the Giants.
None of them. None of them.
No.
None of those teams are going to sign Cam Newton.
No. No. You want to see the young quarterback. You want to see what Heinicke is. You want to see what Daniel Jones is. And what was it? Houston was the other one he said?
He said Houston, yeah.
Yeah, you want to see what Davis Mills brings to the table. And all those other teams have outside of the Giants have other quarterbacks they could play if, in fact, the young quarterback is not okay.
Yeah, I mean, those teams, too. I mean, you got Tyrod Taylor's coming back. Yeah, I'm sure they're probably impressed with Davis Mills. Right, this season is all about Daniel Jones.
Yep.
In Washington, I think they think Taylor Heinicke's not too bad.
He's not bad, and if he's not okay, it sounds like Fitzpatrick is on the verge of coming back into the fold. So, no, none of those teams. I don't know that Cam Newton plays this season in the NFL. Zach in Hoboken. Zach, you're on the frenzy.
Have the Eagles seen enough of Jalen Hurts to decide if he's their guy?
I don't think Jalen Hurts is their guy. No.
I don't think they would be so interested.
I mean, they're one of the two teams that are really interested in trying to trade for Deshaun Watson.
I don't think he's their guy.
Their game plan with him, though, is weird to me, though.
Their game planning, you know how many times they ran the football in the first half last night?
They didn't run it at all.
One carry in the first half.
Well, you can't run. I mean, that Bucs D against the run is ridiculous.
I know, but you just abandoned the run? Well, you know what? They ran it well in the second half.
Yeah, but it's not even the run. Why do you think they ran it well in the second half? Did Tampa look fully engaged in the second half?
No, it looks like they mailed it in, but still.
I just
got to run the ball a little bit.
I mean, Jalen Hurts is a really athletic quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, when he has the football in his hands, he can be special. Like, we're not going to do any zone reads, RPOs with him. What do you think it is? Like, are they trying to, like, okay, just we want to see what this guy can do from the pocket to help us make a decision moving forward whether or not he can be the quarterback?
I don't know, but I'm telling you from my perspective, I you're not winning it big time with Jalen Hurts, in my opinion.
Yeah, but people said the same thing about Dak Prescott, didn't they? Look what he's turned himself
That's
into.
That's true, and Dak Prescott. But in fairness, on the flip side, and I like Dak, and he's a very good quarterback. He hasn't won anything yet.
Yeah, but he's turned himself into one
very
of the elite quarterbacks.
Very good quarterback. Speaking of the Cowboys, Chaluz tweets in, what do the Cowboys need to address in order to make a legitimate Super Bowl run?
Ooh, that's a good question. To make a legitimate?
Legitimate Super
Bowl
run.
Well, it's health. I mean, the first thing for them is the health.
Right? You don't
offensive line's
got
to stay healthy. I would probably say, but you're going to get Lawrence. I mean, you're going to get Lawrence back. Secondary's been pretty good.
Has?
I don't know. What would you say, Santi?
I would say outside pass rush.
Yeah, outside pass rush.
Yeah, but you're going to get a huge boost there.
Yeah, but he's coming off a broken foot. I mean, what can you really expect?
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to add, though.
Yeah. I wonder how active we're going to be at the trade deadline. What is it? November 2nd, I think, right?
Hopefully very active.
I would love the Giants to just unload and try to.
Oh God! Will you stop, please?
What do you mean?
What are you trading?
Evan Engram.
You just got done. I mean, you were slobbering all over Evan Engram in the catch he made last
week.
All
I said is he caught the ball on Sunday. Was that
you were
slobbering?
No slurping all over him.
You know, let's make you feel comfortable and go back to where you're from. Nick in Boston. Nick, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Goodbye. You know what?
Don't be mean to him. He's from Boston.
You're
a bad guy.
I'm not. Santiago, are those the rules of the frenzy?
You are.
Slurping on it. Are those the rules of the frenzy? He said, hey, guys, good morning.
It wouldn't have been so bad, but there was like a stall with it, too.
It was a stall. It was a good morning. It was awful. Maddie, NJ Browns fan, tweets in, will Myles Garrett win Defensive Player of the Year? Yes.
What do you mean, yes? He's not even in the lead right now. What are you talking about?
Myles Garrett will win Defensive Player of the
Year. Myles Garrett's not in the lead right now for Defensive Player of the
Year. Who do you think is?
Trayvon Diggs?
Stop it.
What do you mean stop it?
Stop it. I almost would guarantee you that if you go to one of the gambling sites, Garrett is the favorite over Trayvon Diggs.
Okay, it always goes back to the gambling sites.
No! It's statistical analysis.
Why don't you go slip on RJ Bell? How about that?
Figures that the one guy from Boston couldn't even play the frenzy correctly. Says a lot about you.
He was too excited. What do you want?
Says a lot about you.
Phone
finally. Do you think Trayvon Diggs is going to win Defensive Player of the Year?
No, right now he's the leader in the clubhouse right now. Who else?
Sure. Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I love Cleveland minus 3.5. All of a sudden you're a Browns fan now. Sick of it.
You know what? I appreciate greatness. I do. Myles Garrett, better defensive player.
I would appreciate if you were great once in a while. That'd be nice.
Today you're getting top level stuff. Lucky Lou. if Daniel Jones completely fails, did the Giants draft another quarterback? Maybe the kid from Mississippi.
No, I think they would probably try to add a veteran quarterback, don't you?
I honestly, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Russell Wilson is the guy that intrigues me. See, I love Rodgers, but Rodgers is going to be, what, 39 years old? I don't really want to mortgage a lot of the future for a 39-year-old quarterback. Wilson, I got to figure, has at a minimum 5 to 7
just
really good years left.
Unlimited.
Well, that's what I meant, though. I mean, that's what we talked about. We talked about Russell Wilson. So, I think the Giants went into the season feeling like they have a team that can be competitive and can, I mean, maybe if things go well, win the division, which obviously isn't the case. But, I mean, do you all of a sudden now go from that to we're going to go rebuild with a rookie quarterback? I guess you could.
I don't know. It depends on. I guess it depends if you have a new coach and GM. If you're admitting you're starting from scratch again, I don't think that's a wild theory to think you might do that.
How much patience are the Giants fans going to have, though?
I don't know. I think.
I mean,
I think
this team is 1-4 right now. What is this team with a healthy Russell Wilson?
Oh, this team with a healthy Russell Wilson. I got to think they're at least 3-2.
You're right there.
At least 3, maybe 4-1.
You know who having a really good defensive season two played last night? Hargrave. He's
very
a beast.
Good. Very, very good. No, Myles Garrett, but very, very good.
Well, different position. He's interior.
Oh, thank you for that, filling me in. Greatly appreciate it. take Corey and Greenwich. Corey, you're on the frenzy.
I know this makes you uncomfortable, but a win-loss prediction for the Giants and the Jets. But I want Dave to do the answer the Jets, and I want Rick to do the Giants. Go through the schedule and let me know. Thank you.
I don't know if this plays necessarily into the whole frenzy,
the rapid fire. I think right now I look at the Giants and I think they're, I don't know, maybe a 4-win team.
You were supposed to do the Jets, Dave.
I thought, why would I do the Jets?
Because he wanted people that weren't emotionally invested
emotionally
in the team.
Tied to it? All right, I think the Jets are probably about a 4-win team.
Yeah, I would put the Giants probably around 5.
Yeah, which five is wins. Embarrassing, being what the expectations were.
Such a high draft pick, though.
Great. And can the Bears start losing? You got the Seahawks pick.
Oh, yeah. You know
right?
It.
Russell Wilson goes down, and you probably...
Thank you, Aaron Donald.
Probably had a sword party at your house. James in upstate. James, you're on the frenzy.
Tummy sticks.
If you could make a trade, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley for Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne, would you do it?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't even think that's a question.
I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be a star quarterback in this league.
Well, it depends on if Jacksonville ruins him. That's really the only thing. Isn't it? I mean, that's what you're afraid of.
Well, who's going to coach that team?
That Urban Meyer is a complete disaster.
But as far as talent, he's a more talented quarterback than Daniel Jones.
You should get a good coach. Like, if this doesn't work out with Urban Meyer, it doesn't feel like it's going to.
Like a Byron Leftwich, Eric Bieniemy, yes.
That's an attractive job.
Very attractive job. And let's end it here. I'll leave it for you because obviously you feel a way about the MVPs. But Giovanni 320 says, does Josh Allen win the MVP in the NFL?
Well, I'd say, I mean, it's too early to say who wins the MVP in the NFL.
But that's the question.
No, I know. Does he win it?
Oh. You don't like... we started the show at 5 o'clock. You don't like to make predictions, right?
No, I don't love predictions. Like, I don't even know right now if it... I couldn't even tell you right now if Josh Allen is in the lead today for MVP. I don't think he's in the lead now for MVP. I mean, doesn't Lamar Jackson have to be at the top of the list with what they dealt with, injuries and everything else?
Well, that's why he's asking the question. So then the answer from you would be no. You don't think he wins.
But the better question is right now, like today, who's the MVP in the NFL? as opposed to trying to forecast what's going to happen. We're going into week six.
So now you're going to attack the callers.
Well, no, I don't even know if I would have Josh Allen in my top. I mean, he's not in my top two right now. Maybe not in my top three right now. He got off to a slow start. I would go, I mean, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
So then your answer is no.
Tom Brady, Kyler Murray. Well, I don't know if they keep, I mean, if Buffalo just keeps bludgeoning teams for the rest of the season.
But he's got to put up really good numbers, too.
Well, I mean, of course, but he has been. I mean, you saw what he did against Kansas City. The guy's, I mean, he's a really good quarterback.
Yeah, nobody's doubting that. You could just answer the question. You had to slow the frenzy to a grind, didn't you?
Well, no, because you knew it was going to be a question that aggravated me, so you asked it.
Well, it was a great question.
You knew what you were doing.
All right. We'll continue with your calls. We'll see if we can go rapid fire. Rick's going to drag us to a slog here.
Josh Allen right now in your list of MVPs?
Answer it next.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
We didn't mention this. What an embarrassment the Washington football team organization is.
Does it surprise you?
No, but it doesn't, but they do things I can't even think that they would possibly do. Like, they think of things that aren't even within the realm of what I think they could do.
They're a mess, Dave. It doesn't surprise me one bit. I mean, this is who they are. The whole reason why Gruden got caught up in this whole thing was because of the investigation into the Washington football team.
That's right. So there's emails all over the place. They're scouring through 650,000 emails. It sounds like there's more that's going to come out from this thing. I'm sure Washington is culpable. We'll see how deep this thing goes. And they think that to have it so that people don't really focus on what's going on with the Washington football team and the emails. Hey, this Sunday, let's retire number 21 for Sean Taylor. It's a phenomenal
idea. Disgusting.
It is disgusting.
But again, I mean, it doesn't surprise. I mean, I'm sure Rosenberg's not surprised at all by this. He's a Redskins.
See,
Washington,
you know what I like about Peter? And this is what I do respect about Peter. He is not afraid to call out his own. Right? I heard him yesterday. They discussed it on ENN, and he was horrified by that.
Well, because you know exactly why they're doing it.
On the Thursday of a week, all of a sudden, we're going to do this on Sunday? I mean, who runs marketing and or PR that they thought that was a good idea?
No, the bigger question, I mean, that's who cares who that is? It's the guy signing off on it. That's the problem.
Well, you know who's signing off on it.
Exactly right. That we need that. We got to figure something out here to deflect all this attention.
But it's so transparent. It's embarrassing.
Well, of course it is. I give Rosenberg credit. I mean, he sticks with his team, but oof.
What do you mean you give him credit?
It's a tough team to root for.
If he decided, you know what, I'm done with the Washington football team, now I'm going to root for Denver, and rightfully so, destroy him.
Yeah, I would, but still, I mean, this is
well, and you give him
bad.
Credit. Who do you root for?
I root for the Jets.
All right, so you think there's a badge of honor in that? No, you're a Jets fan. You root for the Jets.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, there's a lot of disgusting things associated with that team.
That is true. They seem to find new and
just
inventive
bad
ways.
Football.
Right. They're awful football, and they continue to embarrass themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you listen, as bad as the Mets have been, right, and they've been disappointing, and they put you through hell a lot of the time. Like, the losing, I get it. Like, as a fan, I'm going to deal with the losing. It's the other stuff that really bothers me.
Yeah, having your GM. You
coach,
know,
GM, yes. No, multiple GMs.
Second GM.
Like, that's the stuff that's like, come on.
Yeah, be better than that. I agree. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. So you asked me the question about who would I take as far as the NFL MVP. I told you last week, I think RJ asked it in CMT, I would go with Tom Brady. And last night's performance did very little to dissuade me that I would go with Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I mean, he asked the question about Josh Allen. I mean, just go through, and during the break, I'm just going through my head, like, it's turned into a quarterback award, right? Like, how many quarterbacks do you have right now at the moment ahead of Josh Allen?
Ahead of?
I mean, you got Tom Brady ahead of him.
I have Brady ahead of him.
Lamar Jackson?
I don't think so yet, no.
What do you mean you don't think so? Do you see what Lamar Jackson is working with right now?
Can I tell you the odds of where we are, by the way?
Yeah, you can tell me the odds. You love the odds.
Josh Allen, Tom Brady favorites at 5-1. Justin Herbert is 6.5-1. Lamar Jackson is 12-1.
What about Dak?
He's not even on this list right now.
I see Dak should be on that list. Because a lot of the time, too, it's the narrative around whatever player.
It's just not for Ray.
How's that narrative? Coming back from a snapped ankle?
He's terrific.
To play as well as he's played?
Now,
Tom Brady's good. Do you realize that Tom Brady's completing almost 70% of his passes right now?
I think it was over 80% last night.
He was, yeah. 17 touchdowns already. The amazing part of that team, too, is that with all the talent that they have, Godwin, Evans, you know, you got no Gronk in this game. He's still Antonio Brown. I mean, it's amazing to me.
Fournette?
Well, yeah. I mean, just go through the list. But the fact that, I mean, Evans is a stud. Godwin is a stud. And then the power of Tom Brady, he brings back Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown turns into his favorite guy.
Yeah, and he has got so much left. And this is why he got so many opportunities. Defensive player of the year. This should be fun. You want to apologize before or after we do this?
No, I know Myles Garrett's the...
prohibitive.
Go by the odds-on favorite.
Well, why would you not?
Because I'm going on what I'm seeing, like what I think right now. That's what I'm doing.
I think even Santiago, as focused on the Cowboys as he is in the moment, would agree that Myles Garrett is a better defensive player than Trayvon Diggs.
Okay, he's a better player, but...
Do with better player. It's who has the best season.
Look at what he's doing.
Is Trayvon
Miles Garrett
Diggs
is having a monster
something?
Season.
Okay, but is Trayvon Diggs doing something that's common that has happened in recent memory? I can't remember this happening.
I didn't say he wasn't good.
They're talking about Trayvon Diggs being the next Deion Sanders.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
This is from former Dallas Cowboys that played with Deion Sanders.
Well, those guys need to relax. He's still learning the position.
Well, no, I get that. But, I mean, you're always like, well, I'm going to go with the odds. What are you watching? Just what do your eyes tell you?
Have you seen what Myles Garrett has done?
I have. Are you more surprised that Cleveland's defense is good? Or are you more surprised that Dallas's defense is good?
Well, I think he's a dominant player on that defense. Dominant.
Trayvon Diggs isn't a dominant player on
the
Dallas defense?
He's been good. I don't think
he's
dominant.
He's been the best player on their defense.
I don't know that he's the best player on that defense. Long term, he's not the best player on that defense.
Ray, you were just in
Ray,
Dallas.
you think he's the
currently,
best player on that defense this season? This the
currently,
entirety
who's the
of the
best
season?
Player on their defense, Ray?
Currently, it's him.
Thank you.
All right. So, you know what? Let's make
this
tremendous...
This is an awful take by you. Awful. Horrendous take by you. We have a guy that watches every second of every Cowboys game, watches the all-22 and everything else, and you're trying to tell him who the best player on the defense is?
I've got to check this, Dave, but I think he's got like the number one passer rating against in football.
So, you know what? You guys are amazing. Because if there's something he doesn't like if PFF comes out with, you know, offensive linemen and he doesn't agree, well, PFF doesn't really matter. It's not legitimate. But when it plays to his narrative, now all of a sudden he falls in love with it.
That's not a PFF stat, though. That's quarterback rating against.
Fine. Myles Garrett has 7 sacks. 7 sacks. The guy's on the verge of 23 sacks this season.
Trayvon Diggs has 6 interceptions in 5 games.
Okay. All right. So then we will see. We will make this a narrative of the show this entire football season. And then both of you can apologize on air to me when Myles Garrett wins the Defensive Player of the Year.
Listen, he probably will win Defensive Player of the Year.
That's what I said!
I was asked
who's going to win it.
I'm just telling you. It's not so cut and dry as you're making it seem.
It's embarrassing. I was asked who's going to win it. I said Myles Garrett. Now I'm lambasted. And then you come out and say, no, he is probably going to win it. So then if he's going to win it, then what's wrong with my answer?
No, time out. Now you made yourself the victim again. No one lambasted you. You went after us because you didn't agree with what we said.
I didn't go after you.
Yeah, you did.
I know.
How do you pick Myles Garrett?
If you remember, you said, who do you think Defensive Player of the Year? I said, well, that would be Myles Garrett. You go, oh, you're missing the obvious one, Dave?
Yeah, you're missing Trayvon Diggs.
I'm not missing Trayvon Diggs.
I don't think right now at the moment it's as cut and dry as you think it is.
How many guys in the modern era have done what Trayvon Diggs is doing right now?
He's the greatest. He's the next Deion Sanders.
No one said he's the greatest, but he's doing something historic right now. You know, part of the voting process, because it's human beings, is they go on narrative. Like, Myles Garrett could have a monster season, but if Trayvon Diggs does something historic with his interceptions...
If Trayvon Diggs intercepts 23 passes, he will win NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Yes.
Okay, and right now he's through 5 weeks. He's got 6 interceptions.
Well, that'll calm down.
Okay, and so will Myles Garrett's sack number.
I don't know about that. I'm uncertain.
You take Cleveland today. You're all in with Cleveland. Good. I hope you're right.
I will... At the Sword party at your house.
No, you're uninvited to my house.
No, I'm not. You can't do
today
that.
Today's been a bad day for you.
You can't do that.
Oh, I can.
You know what? Then you're a fraud.
I just
best
did.
Friend, want you guys over, celebrate as a show unit. The first time there's a sign of a rough patch, all of a sudden, now the party's off. No.
Yeah, this is more than a rough patch. You had a bad day today. This does not help your cause today. Being invited to this party.
Good. Have the two of those guys over.
Yeah.
Show them
They'll
your
come sword. Over, and we'll simulate childbirth. There's the three of us.
Great.
You can be left
out. Won't be as fun. I'm telling you, I'm not there, excellent childbirth.
Listen, Ray, myself, and RJ will find a way to have just as much fun without you.
No.
Maybe we'll have Sherry. Fun.
You'll have the kids, too.
Okay. We'll bring the whole family except you.
Great. I'll take a night by myself.
Oh, yeah, with the dogs. Good luck. Have fun. I hope they poop all over the wall again.
I might bring them and have them urinate on your sword.
No, there's no chance.
Oh, yeah. Your kids would love the dogs.
No.
Milo would say, oh, there's beautiful dogs. Dad, doggies.
No. Yeah. They would not. Dogs are uninvited. You're uninvited.
Okay. I'll stay home with the dogs. You can have my family and have your little sword party. Tommy in the Bronx. Good morning, Tom. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
We were doing great until he started.
I'm doing great, Tom. Dave's a bad guy, but besides that.
I have two quick questions. All right, one, being a 49ers fan, I'm just, you know, thinking, you know, the Jimmy G situation, I'm kind of wondering if, because the $24 million he makes this year is the reason why they don't just pull the trigger and develop Trey-ish right now. And my second question is the sword made of Tatari Hanzo steel?
Oh, see, that's a great question.
I don't even know what that means.
That's a great question. I don't believe it is. I'll have to check and get back to you. But this, I'm just letting you know right now. I mean, this sword will do serious damage.
Well, it's a sword.
I know what he's talking about. The steel he's talking about is like, you know, I come at you with one of those, like samurai style.
Yeah.
Like at your arm. Like you don't even feel it.
You chop it right off.
Well, yeah, but you don't even feel it, right? Like your arm's off and you're like, oh, I feel some. Oh, my arm's gone. My sword, you know. Like I hit you in the arm with this thing, it probably cut your arm off, but you know that it cut your arm off. Not as sharp, but heavy. Oh.
What happens if you don't have great aiming with the sword?
This would be more. I think this sword is more meant for me to like stab you with than cut a limb off.
So rather you'd go push through the bone. So this is more like a what's his name from The Princess Bride?
Correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? This is more of a dueling sword.
Think like Braveheart. This is more like a Braveheart sword.
Okay.
More. Use it. That's right.
Bigger, girthier, heavy.
A heavy, big, well put together sword.
Very well put together, yeah.
Uh-huh. With a ruby. Uh-oh.
Yeah, with a beautiful gem in it.
Wow. He must really like you.
He does.
Because when I buy a car, I never get a weapon.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Inigo Montoya.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Prepare to die. I'm a better guy than you. I'm a nicer guy.
Who is?
Me.
You're a better guy than me?
Yeah.
You don't believe that to be true.
You saw how people in the cafeteria at the station react to me. They love me.
Because you're a sycophant.
I'm a very nice person.
No, you don't think I'm a nice person?
Nah. You don't go out of your way to be... You're more of an introvert in situations like that.
I'm an introvert?
Well, in situations like that. Like, you're not going to go out of your way to be overly nice to people.
I think that's crazy.
I think it's true.
I might be the friendliest person at the station.
No.
I'm friends with everybody.
Come on, stop.
Everybody.
Please. I'm not talking about people that you know. I'm talking about people you don't know.
I'm very friendly. Although, you know, I got to be honest with you. The beauty of the mask is if you go into a store and there's someone you don't want to talk to, you could pretend you don't see them.
Yeah, but see, everyone recognizes me for some reason with the mask on. Everybody.
Really?
I haven't gone one, but like everybody. I have no idea what it is. I said it to my wife. I'm like, how do people, like, I walk into someplace and like, oh, hey, Rick, what's up? I'm like,
listen to me eating mango. I'm DePietro.
I can't even go for mango without people recognizing me.
You go hat, mask, and people know who you are?
Hat, mask, and still recognize me.
Say DePietro!
Really is phenomenal. That's a curse.
Maybe it's my bushy eyebrows. I have no idea.
You have great eyebrows.
You think?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't love them.
No? I think they're terrific.
I don't love them.
All right, before we do three stars of the day, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I know you really adore this. Giants game, Giants score, what do you got?
Giants score, I am going to go 34-17.
Well, you think they get hammered, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I think they lose 27-20.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I think they keep it somewhat close, and like I said earlier, I think they in fact cover the number.
A win is if Daniel Jones plays and he gets out of the game healthy.
If he plays respectably, gets out healthy, yes. 1-5 on Monday morning will be wonderful. All right, Santi. The floor is yours.
Today's
Three stars.
All right, happy Friday. We'll get right to it. So,
number three.
That's going to go to Dave Rothenberg. His propensity for killing people actually worked in reverse this time. He forgot that Kenny Rogers was no longer with us, Dave. So what I will say to you is, as your friend, I hope you don't go to a Kenny Rogers concert for a long, long, long time.
Thank you.
Number two.
Number two, and this is kind of shocking. We'll go back to Dave because this is the same man who once said,
I once played blackjack for 36 straight hours.
He says he doesn't know how to play poker. That'll have to be remedied at some point. Rick, can we make that happen?
Oh, he's uninvited.
I'm not invited.
Us three will
It'll
play.
Never happen. You us guys have a big poker party. Can I zoom into the event?
No.
No, I'm just not welcome. That's fine.
We're not halftime guys.
Number one, how could it be anybody but Rick Sword? He'll do the Inigo Montoya impression. We'll have the sword party. He-Man, I have the power. Whatever it takes.
By the power of Grayskull.
By the power of Grayskull. Great week, guys.
Oh, look at you, Raymond. First star for Uncle Rick. Love it.
Yeah, but I got 3-2. You are slurping on it. I got the third star. I got the second star just because you brought up some weird topic.
I don't even know who you are.
We're gifted a sword.
Well, you had a good week. What do you want me to tell you?
You had a good week. I thought the show was good this week. I thought it was good. And on the heels of an excellent week, enjoy your weekend. And it's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg. And
I'll be at the dinner party.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.